Welcome to Inspiration Weekly,
your source for finding inspiration every week.
Welcome to another episode of Inspiration Weekly. I'm Spencer Reynolds, your host. This is number 4 out of 10 in the series of What I Learned on a 100-Mile Bike Ride. Number 4 reads, you must prepare physically and psychologically if you don't want to be in pain. 100 miles is a long way. Just imagine pedaling and pedaling and pedaling for over 5 hours. I don't think it matters what you're doing. If you do something for over 5 hours in the physical exertion realm, you are going to wear down some muscles. My friend Keith with Advanced Business Products, the guy who got me to do this 100-mile ride, is not a road biker. And by that, I mean he doesn't own a road bike and ride on it a lot. Keith and his wife Sherry, and my wife Trisha and I, the four of us, we did a few training rides. These were short, 10 miles or less rides. Now, have you other members of the ABP team that we rode with were doing 2 to 3 training rides every week for a few months building up to this 100-miler. They were prepared, and boy, they had done a lot of riding with each other. So their minds were used to this sort of thing. So now we go out on this 100-mile bike ride, and I was up to a couple 10 to 12 milers a week, which I believed I was in shape. The part I did not prepare for was the mind game. 5 hours of working the body and intermittent talking takes a toll on the thinker. I had not built up the mental toughness and was completely unaware that I even needed to do so. Long story short, at mile 70, I was about to throw in the towel and sack out of the ride. I was tired, hungry, and my brain was turning to oatmeal. Now, one of the members on the team came alongside of me and handed me a goo, the super power shot of liquid energy, and said, hey, just squeeze this in your mouth right now and drink a bunch of water. He also said, you're not going to give up now. You've already pedaled over 70 miles. You can make it. We hadn't eaten, and my body was pooped. We stopped and ate and gave the butt and legs a little rest. Boy, was that needed. Now, I'll tell you, getting back onto that bike and sitting on that saddle after our lunch break was tough stuff. My butt hurt. Energy replaced, it was time to get her done. Well, I made it. Every member of the team made it. And for the next 2 days, my legs were sore. My friend Keith could barely walk for almost 5 days. Moral of the story? Anything that would be considered a big event in our lives, we must prepare, both physically and prepare that space between the ears, too. Take time to nourish our bodies and minds and build up the toughness to make it through whatever lies ahead. The question is, are you preparing? Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Inspiration Weekly. In the future, I will continue these 10 lessons I've learned while doing a 100-mile bike ride intermittently in between other Inspiration Weeklies. I've gotten so many other things that I want to share with you, and this is going to give me the space to be able to feel free of not finishing all 10 in a row, but to put them in as we go forward. Enjoy this, and please share it with your friends, family members, and the people you care about. This has been another episode of Inspiration Weekly. To subscribe, visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired.